Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shalby Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashish Thakur. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Thakur.
Thank you, Hina. Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome all the participants to Shalby Limited Q2 FY26 earnings call hosted by Elara Securities. Today, we have with us senior management representative from Shalby. We will start with the performance highlight from newly appointed Group CFO by Shalby Limited, Mr. Amit Kumar. Later, Mr. Deepak Anand, CEO of Shalby MedTech, will take over. After that, we'll open the floor for question and answer for all the participants. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Amit Kumar for the important disclaimers regarding any forward-looking statements that may be made in today's call. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Kashish. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Amit Kumar. I am pleased to welcome you all for Shalby's Limited Quarter 2 FY26 earning call. Our investor presentation has already been uploaded on our website of the stock exchange and as well on our company website, shalby.org. We hope you all had an opportunity to review it already. Before we begin, I would just like to remind you that certain statements during this call today would be forward-looking in nature and involve risk and uncertainties. For that matter, you could also refer to a detailed disclaimer to our investor presentation on slide number 2. So to start with, I'll walk you through the consolidated performance first. And to start, it would be on year-on-year basis, meaning quarter 2 of FY26 compared with similar quarter last year. On to the numbers, the consolidated revenue stands at 289 crore in quarter 2 FY26 versus 274 crore in the same quarter last year. This shows a growth of 5.5% on year-on-year basis. The consolidated EBITDA stands at 46.1 crore in the current quarter as against 39.8 crore in the same quarter last year. As from the point of view of the margin, the current quarter margin had been about 15.9% as against 14.5% in the same quarter last year. This shows a growth of 15.8% on year-on-year basis. On to the consolidated PBT, that stands at 19.1 crore in the current quarter as against 13.7 crore in the same quarter last year. From the point of view margin, it stands at 6.6% in the current quarter as against 5% in the last year. This shows a strong growth of 39.2% on year-on-year basis. The consolidated PAT stands at 7.3 crore in current quarter as against 2.4 crores in the same quarter last year, with a margin of 2.5% in current quarter as against 0.9% in the same quarter last year. This also shows a strong growth of about 200% on year-on-year basis. Moving to half-year performance for the FY26 as against half-year performance of FY25, the consolidated revenue stands at 593 crore as against half-year performance of last year having 563 crores of consolidated revenue. This also shows a growth of 5.3% year-on-year basis. The consolidated EBITDA stands at 94.6 crore in the half year of FY26 as against 94.7 crores in the half year of last year. This has a margin of 16% in the current half year as against 16.8% in the half year last year, which is almost a flat year-on-year basis. The consolidated PBT stands at 41.7 crore in the current half year as against 41.1 crore against the half year in FY25. This has a margin of 7% in the half year current year and against the 7.8% on half-year basis in FY25. This is down by 5.4% year-on-year basis. The consolidated PAT is 15 CR in current half-year of FY26 as against 17 CR in the half-year of FY25. This has a margin of 2.5% in the current half-year as against 3% in the FY25 on same period. This is down by 12.5% year-on-year basis. On to the balance sheet, this remains strong with a low gearing ratio of 0.36x with a net debt of 362.2 CR. Now moving to the standalone performance, starting with the year-on-year basis for the quarter 2 of FY26 compared with quarter 2 of FY25. The standalone profit stands at about 230 CR as against 217.6 CR in the quarter 2 of last year. This has a growth of 5.6% year-on-year basis. The standalone EBITDA is at about 45 CR as against 40.8 CR in the quarter 2 of FY25. The margin of EBITDA has been 19.5% in the quarter 2 of FY26 as against 18.7% in the quarter 2 of FY25. This has a Y-on-Y growth of approximately 10%. The standalone profit before tax is at about 13.6 CR in the current quarter as against the 28.3 crore in the same quarter last year, with a margin of 13.3% in the current quarter as against 13% in the quarter 2 of FY25. This is up by approximately 8% year-on-year basis. The standalone profit after tax is at 19.8 CR in the current quarter as against 17.3 CR in the quarter 2 of FY25, with a margin of 8.6% in the quarter 2 of FY26 as against 8% in the quarter 2 of FY25. This has a strong growth of 14% year-on-year basis. Now on half-year performance of H1 26 as against H1 of 25 on standalone basis, the revenue stands at 472 CR in the half-year of 26 as against 458 CR in the half-year of 25, with a growth of 3% year-on-year basis. Standalone EBITDA is 97 CR as against half-year of 25 of 99 CR in H1 of FY25. This has a margin of 20.6 CR in half-year of 26 as against 21.6% in the half-year of 25. This is down by 1.8% year-on-year basis. Standalone profit before tax is at about 70.7 CR in half-year of 26 as against 74.3 CR in half-year of 25, with a margin of 15% in half-year of 26 as against 16.2% in the half-year of 25. This is approximately down by 5%. The standalone profit after tax is at about 14.5 CR in half-year of 26 as against 47.9 CR in half-year of 25. This has a margin of 9.6% in the half-year of 26 as against 10.5% in the half-year of 25, nearly down by 5% year-on-year basis. On to the balance sheet, the standalone net debt stands at about 30.9 CR with an annualized return on capital for about 11.8% in the quarter 2 of FY26. Moving to operational metrics, our ARPOB and ALOS has been about 40,794 and 3.754 respectively compared to 38,779 and 3.6 in the same period last year. The ARPOB on year-on-year basis has grown stronger by 5.2%. The number of occupied beds has been 673 in the quarter 2 of FY26 as against 690 in the quarter 2 of last year. This has decreased by 2.5% year-on-year basis with an occupancy rate of 48% in the quarter 2 of FY26. Moving to the payer mix, in the quarter 2 of FY26, it has been healthy, about 36% of self-pay, 37% of insurance, and about 27% of government business. On to our hospital in Delhi NCR, just also to share that we have rebranded Shelby Sanar International Hospital to Shelby International Hospital now. The revenue of the hospital Shelby International stood at about 20 CR in quarter 2 of FY26 as against 25.6 CR in the same quarter last year. This has a decline of approximately 22.7% year-on-year basis. The ARPOB and a loss of Shelby International is at about 81,185 and 3.23 respectively in the quarter 2 FY26. Shelby International is presently operating at a occupancy of 21%. It is to increase gradually in the coming quarters. In the current quarter, 65% of the total contribution of the Shelby International is generated from international patient with an ARPOB reaching approximately 1 lakh. Total revenue from international business remains at about 15.4 CR. That included 2.5 CR which had come from Shelby Multi-Specialty Hospitals and about 13 CR from Shelby International Hospital in the quarter 2 of FY26. Moving to our clinical excellence and capacity building, at Shelby our undivided focus has been on demonstrating our clinical excellence through our successful execution of many diverse clinical surgeries and several of our hospital units. We also take pride in sharing that we have successfully completed 31 transplants, including 22 in kidney, 8 in liver, and 1 bone marrow transplant during quarter 2 of FY26. Shelby also take pride in nurturing young talent through our Shelby Academy. About 390 students registered in various disciplines like physiotherapy, nursing, lab technician, nutrition, clinical, paramedics, hospital management and pharmacy as part of their academic outreach and upgrade of the skills in quarter 2 FY26. This included Sri Vaishnavi Vidyapeeth Vishwavidyalaya in Indore, where BBA HHM and MBA HHM first batch have an enrollment for the academic year 29. Also Ganpat University fourth batch of MBA HHM enrollments for AY31, including over 65 students have been enrolled for Kaushalya the Skill University, Government of Gujarat, and Shelby Academy Allied Health Sciences courses like BSc, MLT, MSc, MLT, and Diploma MLT, Diploma OT for academic year 25-26. Now I'll hand over the call to Mr. Deepak Anand to share his insights for our medical implant business, Shelby MedTech. Over to you, Deepak.
Thank you, Amit. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Deepak. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Deepak Anand, CEO of Shelby MedTech, and I welcome you to our Q2 Financial Year 26 earnings call. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Today, I'll walk you through our quarterly performance and update you on our strategy for growth and value creation. Our vision is clear. Improving lives. We deliver surgeon-friendly implant systems tailored to regional clinical needs while maintaining world-class standards. Our key differentiators include nimble, surgeon-responsive R&D, high reliability and ethical operations, personalized support with deep orthopedic experience. Let me now walk you through our financial highlights for the quarter. Shelby MedTech consolidated revenue for quarter 2 financial year 26 stood at 33.7 crores. Was 23.7 crores in quarter 2 financial year 25, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 42.1%. Shelby MedTech consolidated EBITDA for quarter 2 financial year 26 stood at 3.66 crores, was a negative 21.6 lakhs in quarter 2 financial year 25, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 1,795.4%. Total 10,988 implant components sold in quarter 2 financial year 26 was 9,443 implants sold in quarter 2 financial year 25, year-on-year growth of 16.4% in Shelby MedTech at a consolidated level. Shelby MedTech consolidated revenue for H1 financial year 26 stood at 64.5 crores versus 41.2 crores in H1 financial year 25, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 56.7%, driven by robust domestic volume input channel partner engagement. Shalbi MedTech consolidated EBITDA for H1 financial year 26 stood at 2.9 crores versus a negative 29 lakhs in negative 2.9 H1 financial year 25, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 199.5%. Total 25,064 implant components sold in H1 versus 17,953 implant components sold in H1 financial year 25, year-on-year growth of 39.6% in Shalbi MedTech at consolidated level. The growth has been a couple of things. We have initiated cutting-edge technology by introducing robots in our product portfolio, not only to boost our implant sales, but also to generate robotical income, rental income from the hospitals. We have launched Duranium, the only US FDA-approved, US-manufactured thin-bin knee in India, and continued efforts on sales and marketing across India, USA, and Southeast Asia. On COGS reduction, our implant manufacturing entity COGS has been reduced by 9% on year-on-year basis and 3% on quarter-on-quarter basis. From a supply chain excellence, we will establish multiple vendors to mitigate tariff impacts and improve procurement and freight efficiencies, aiming to reduce cost by 15% to 20%. Distribution to each market to ensure timely and cost-effective delivery. We have improved our order to cash and asset utilization and started to address our high inventory. Further inventory improvements will be an area of continued focus in 2025 to enhance working capital and ROCE. Capacity improvement we have done, but we still have some distance to cover, which will happen during the end of quarter three and start of quarter four. From an organization and talent development standpoint, new engineering leadership setup and setting up an R&D office in India is happening in this quarter as well as in USA to drive new product development. In conclusion, our roadmap for 2025-2026 is designed to drive sustainable growth, operational efficiency, and innovation leadership in the orthopedic market. We are confident that our strategic initiatives, combined with favorable market dynamics and technological advancements, will position us strongly for the future. Thank you for your continued support and trust. We look forward to a successful year. Thank you so much. Over to you, Amit.
Yeah. So, we can now move to the Q&A session.
Okay. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kush Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Kush, please unmute yourself and proceed with your question. Since there is no reply from the line
Hello.
Of Kush.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Please proceed with your question.
My question is regarding the Shalbi International Hospital. This quarter, the unit the hospital reported a year-on-year revenue decline and EBITDA loss and very low occupancy rate of 21%. Could you share the specific challenges this hospital is facing in market and also share the detail of the specific strategies that will be implemented to achieve high occupancy and become profitable as well as the expected timeline for this recovery?
Yeah, thank you, Kushal, for your question. In order to answer, answering your second question first, onto the strategy, I would answer it into the threefold actions which are underway. First of all, we have revisited and revised our marketing strategy for the unit in Gurgaon, and as a result, you see that we have rebranded the hospital from Sanar International to Shelby International, and it is widely deployed, and you would be seeing that across very soon. The second, we have also done leadership restructuring, bringing in more stronger leadership, which is already has started taking actions, and that effect would also be coming in the current quarter, in the upcoming quarters. Third and last, that we have started onboarding new clinical talent. Certain steps have been taken, and few more renowned doctors would be impaneled soon, as the discussion is under conclusion with them. On to the performance, as overall, we are confident to see the hospital performing better to the optimum levels in about 2 quarters from here. And in the next year, we are pretty sure that we would have a positive EBITDA coming forward from this hospital.
Okay. My next question is regarding the long-term growth of implant business to become $1,000 million revenue. Could you clarify if the growth is expected to lead by the particular US market or new market entries? And furthermore, what are the specific strategies that have been employed to achieve this growth?
I'll take this question. So the growth powered by not only the US market but also the developing markets. US will obviously play a role, but specifically on a growth standpoint will be a lot of developing markets playing a role. How are we looking at from a future standpoint is, again, speaking about it, is just going to be focused, very focused on the five pillars that we are working towards, right from ensuring that we new markets, regulatory approvals in new markets, and get sales going through our current channel of sales and distribution through channel partners, as well as our own team members, reducing continued efforts to reduce cost, continued effort to increase the capacity, and fourth but important one is our new product development. We have already, like I said, we have set up an R&D, which is a large team, which is starting to work on a lot of new product development. It is have the portfolio complete, so we are working towards that. And the last pillar would be right talent at the right place. So these are the five pillars that we'll be focusing on from to ensure that this is a sustained growth. And that's the strategy that we will be implementing.
So, sir, how much capacity would be increased?
So when if you're talking about our current plant itself, we have capacity to take care of our next 5 years need. So we'll be more focused on that to increase our current capacity. It's just about adding shifts and maybe adding certain extra time hours and things like that. So which we're working towards.
Okay, thank you. This I am done with question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Kashish Thakur from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. So a few questions from my end. So IP and OP volumes have declined in Q2, despite our ARPOB has increased around 5%. So what has led to this softness in the footfall? And what do you think in like... H2, will there be a recovery in volume, and how do you like so expect in that manner?
Yeah. So I would request Nishita ma'am to answer this question.
If we see, you know, quarter one to quarter two, there is 5% growth, but as comparative to last year quarter to this year quarter, there are three major reasons for drop in OP and IP. The reasons mainly were heavy rainfall during the season, which, you know, had a drop in patient footfall, walk-in footfalls, as well as cancellations of all planned surgeries. Secondly, for the medicine part, there was no season for malaria and dengue this year, if we compare to last year. And the third, which was also very important, was our TPA negotiations were going on strongly. So like, you know, 5 to 6 TPAs were on hold, and that is how we had a surgical drop with that patient.
Understood, ma'am. And how we are looking this volume recovery in H2?
So for volume recovery, if you see, we are on, you know, a constant increase in good doctors taking leading higher clinical teams. So if last year, if you see, we were on 370 doctors at group level, and this year it is now 454 doctors. So bringing in more doctors, more talent, as well as renegotiation of TPAs are nearly to be closed. So three or five companies have already closed with good rates, and it will be again starting. And then again more digital promotion and bring international promotion for Sanar.
Understood. Ma'am, just one question on TPA. We have our renegotiation with these companies after every 2 years, or how is it?
No, this was mid negotiation, as there were a lot of issues of, you know, deductions and rate revision. So usually it is at 2 years, but they don't take it at 2 years. They make 4 years to give us the final, you know, new rate. But then this was all mixed, like, you know, there were a lot of deductions coming after approval from the TPA, and this was mid-negotiation going on from their side to again reduce rate, you know, in between 2 years. So that is how we had to keep some TPAs on hold, and now it has, majority of them has been closed with a new renegotiated rate.
Understood. My second question is on our occupancy. What levels do you expect our occupancy? Like, it has been hovering around at around 47 to 50% for quite a while. Like, what push do we require so that our occupancy can go back to the levels of somewhere around 55%?
So this is Amit. I would like to answer it. The answer here is one, the hospital in PK, which is operating at a low capacity. The actions I had already briefed, which are underway to bring back the occupancy higher. If we for a minute exclude the performance of that hospital currently, the other hospital has already reached a 50% of occupancy mark. As soon the PK would be showing the traction which the measures are underway, we will soon see the consistent performance of the occupancy going up by about 400 to 500 basis points in the coming quarters.
Understood, understood. Thank you. And one last question as of now. So our standalone EBITDA margin has improved to 19.5%, right, this time around. So how sustainable is this margin, and what kind of margins can we expect for FY26 and going ahead for standalone business?
So yeah, on the standalone basis, the margin has about for the quarter two 19.5%. And on to your question, how sustainable it is, the measures which have been taken are permanent, and they would be showing the consistent growth in the EBITDA margin. As to what the forecast which we see, it would be surely be increasing from here to a trend line of 200 to 300 basis points.
Yeah. Understood. And really a growth of 200 to 300 basis points, right? So?
Yeah, and also I think the uptick of robotic surgeries and orthopedics has picked up significantly across, you know, all the group entities. So not only is that contributing, but it will also contribute more meaningfully in the quarters to come. We have also invested significant capacity in terms of adding 2 more Linac bunkers in Surat and Ahmedabad, in 2 units where we did not have a bunker earlier. And these 2 units will start contributing to top line subject to approvals from Q4 onwards. So, you know, all of these things along with, you know, an additional PET CT scan machine which will be installed at Naroda at some point of time in Ahmedabad, you know, in the next quarter or the next fiscal. So we are planning a lot of these investments, and all of these investments put together will further fuel this growth beyond the occupancy going up, you know, because of the addition of doctors that Dr. Nishita alluded to earlier.
Understood, sir. So in line of that, how many Da Vinci robotic
robots do we have as of now in our facility all around? And what kind of capex do we see for FY26 and 27? Like, we are adding a few of capex heavy machineries, right? So what kind of capex do we see for these years?
So at present we have, you know, five orthopedic robots, and we are in you know, purchase for general surgery, onco surgery and neurosurgery robot. So we will be going for SSI Mantra to start with, and then it will be Da Vinci later on. So as per capex allocation, what we get.
The investments for the radiotherapy machines are already made. You know, for the orthopedic surgeries also, major investments have been made.
Understood, sir. So can we quantify capex if possible, or what we are aiming for?
Yeah, so the quarter two spend has been about 70 CR. For the first 6 months, about we have done a 70 crore of the investment. It largely included the robotic and onco machines for about 50 CR. That was the larger portion.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naman from AUM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Mr. Naman.
Good morning. Yeah, hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand that on a standalone basis, if you look at your MedTech business, despite around 100% growth in your revenue on a YOY basis, the reported EBITDA was negative. So could you please help us understand how should we read that?
Deepak, would you like to answer this?
Yeah, I can take it, Partha, and then you can add up. My understanding is, can you just repeat the question once again? I kind of got the question, but it'll be good if you can just repeat it once.
Yeah, sure. If you look at your MedTech business on a standalone basis, the EBITDA has been negative. Like, despite 100% growth in the revenue, if you could just help us understand why this drop in EBITDA for a better understanding.
Correct. So it's a function of a couple of things. Number one is, our COGS did go up a little bit high because of the dollar fluctuation, okay, between last quarter and this quarter. That's number one. Number two is also from a mix of products, we did have some extra sales of hips happening, which some product mix which are lower EBITDA, just from a standpoint of capturing the market. So these are two large contributors for it.
Okay, and how should we expect it ahead, like in the upcoming quarters?
You're talking about the standalone?
Yeah, the trend in the upcoming quarters.
So trend from a standalone standpoint, you should continue to see a growth of the similar kind. We are working on certain capacity challenges which should open up, like I mentioned, by end of this quarter. So by quarter four, you will start seeing a good amount of growth that will come in place. You will also start seeing the EBITDA getting recovered as a part of two things. One is on the strength of robotic and robotic rentals that are coming through, and also from a standpoint of the product mix that we'll focus to sell, which are higher margin ones. So you will see a better in quarters to come through.
Okay, thank you. And what exactly led to the rise in our ALOs during the quarter? Like on a YOY basis, it stands at 3.74, growing by approximately 4%. So if you would just help us understand.
ALO is why decrease.
Could you clarify your question again? It was there was a noise behind it and we could not hear it properly.
Yeah, it was for the hospitals.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know that what led to the rise in your ALOS during the quarter. Like if you compare it on a YOY basis, it has grown up by 4%. So if you could just help us understand.
So it is just in that there is a mixed change of the specialty which we have dealt in the period you are talking about. It had led to a slight increase in there.
Okay. And one last question. Does the company have any expansion plan in the multiple region? Like there has been expansions going on. So like are you planning to expand your presence in the northeastern region?
No, the answer is no. Not on the cards right now.
Okay. That was all from my side. And thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shubham from Purnatha Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I just want to ask about the strategy of ours regarding government business, because I think so earlier we have said that we will reduce government business gradually.
Yes, hello sir, I am Nishita. And regarding government business, if we see all big hospitals, then the government business has reduced, say in Surat and Wal, that we are planning to, you know, reduce Ayushman and converting it to self-paying and TPA patients. The increase of business is only at Mohali unit. If comparatively we see in all the hospitals, Mohali unit, we have a lot of ECHS patients, and that is how we are getting that patients more through in emergencies and all. So we are treating that patient. So as such, the strategy remains same of, you know, increasing our TPA self-paying work, but at one or two units, we have allowed them to have and treat that patient.
And I will just add, you know, in Mohali, it is very difficult to operate without the empanelment of ECHS. And similarly, in Jabalpur, you know, a big majority of the patients come from CGHS. So these two cities, we have to take up a lot more government work than we would want to.
So you are saying basically due to Mohali and Gwalior, the government business has increased from 23% last year to 27% in current quarter.
Yes, the increase is because of Mohali, but most of the government work, significant government work, is being done in Jabalpur and in Mohali for ECHS and CGHS respectively.
And that concludes that will increase your government business by 4% approximately.
For this quarter, yes, it has increased. Yes.
Okay.
And what Dr. Nishita alluded to earlier on the fact that, you know, some of the insurance work, you know, was postponed to this quarter because of the ongoing negotiations, you know, with the insurance company. That has also translated into, you know, lesser TPA business, which has by default, you know, kind of, you know, because of that reason, you see a higher government number for this quarter.
Got it. One second question on Shalby International. Earlier, I think so you have said that TPAs are been enrolled. TPAs are going to be enrolled in Shalby International. So has been TPAs are enrolled currently, or what status there?
Yes, we are in negotiation. Like two or three TAs are closed, but we have also waiting for NABH accreditation. As for NABH accreditation, our TPA rate negotiations are different. So everything has been applied. We are just waiting for the, you know, certification of NABH. So once it is done, another 4-5 more TPAs will be on board.
Okay. So on Shalby International only, our focus is on international business there more, or domestic also we want to tap up?
So we will be doing domestic also. So international was already, you know, there earlier, but now we are also focusing on domestic business. As Dr. Vikram Shah starting his OPD and IP over there, he's already receiving a lot of domestic patients.
Got it. And on tax rate, what will be the tax rate going forward?
It would be 25%.
So from Q3 only, it would be 25% going forward.
So for the year which is 26 year which we are underway, the applicable rate would be 25%.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. That's from my side.
Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Kashish Thakur from Elara Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Kashish, please proceed with your questions.
Sorry, I wasn't mute. So thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, just from the management, I just wanted to dig your brain around what kind of benefit we can get from the CGHS rate revision which happened earlier this quarter. What kind of growth on top line or on EBITDA we can expect from that? Because as we said that we have increased our revenue 4% from the Mohali hospital as we have undertaken CGHS. So can you just help around that?
Yeah, so on the CGHS front, the rate revisions, will definitely help us. And we will basically be seeing, the CGHS rates have inched closer to the self-paying rates also. We will start seeing an impact. We will basically at this point of time, we are not able to share, what is the incremental impact, but yes, there will be a positive impact on the margins and a positive impact on the revenues.
Understood, sir. And what, do we have a positive impact from GST as well?
Yes, there will be a positive impact on GST as well. Yes, absolutely.
Understood, sir. So one just question on our revenue mix, still around 34% is driven from ortho-related stuff. Are we planning some measures to reduce that, or is it going to continue in a similar manner?
We have come to 34% levels, and earlier, even if you look at the numbers 4 quarters earlier or 8 quarters earlier, you would see that we were at about 40%, right? So about 10 years ago, this number was close to 60-70%. And I think it has drastically come down despite, the arthroplasty business growing for the group. So the reason is that, some of the other specialties, have picked up faster in some of the new locations where we started. So as we speak, from the investor presentation also, you could make out that the mix is, very well diversified, between cardiology, neurology, nephrology, oncology, transplants, critical care. So, about 10% coming from each of these 10 specialties. Now I think from here on we believe that it will further come down the arthroplasty business, but it will be very gradual because the arthroplasty business will also continue to grow along with some of the other specialties.
Understood, sir. Also, just one last on how our Fosa and Fosun business has performed for this quarter. Like if we can quantify, usually we used to quantify in earlier presentations. What has been the performance, if you can quantify that?
Yeah. So on to the performance. We are awaiting the outcome to be better off in the coming quarters. There are certain measures underway. The performance is the results of that is expected to come in the coming quarters.
Understood, sir. I think so. That's all from my end. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah. So thank you everybody for joining the call. We'll connect again into the next quarter. In meanwhile, if you have any questions, you can please reach out to our investor email ID. And thank you for joining this call.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.